Parshas Tzav tells us about the Korban Todah. The Pasuk writes, Im al Todah yakrivenu, v'hikriv al zevach ha-Todah, chalos matzos belulos ba-shamen, or kikei matzos meshuchim ba-shamen, v'soles murbechas chalos belulos ba-shamen. So when a person brings a Korban Todah, Thanksgiving offering, he brings with it 40 loaves of bread, 30 matzos, and 10 loaves of chametz. Now, there is a lot of evidence of a link, connection between the Korban Todah and the bracha of Birkas HaGomel. The Perek Kuv Zayin in Sefer Tehillim writes as follows, Yodu Lashem Chazdo v'nifloosav livnei Adam, that a person praises Hashem, he gives thanks to Hashem for his wonders, v'yizbichu zivche soda v'sapru maisav berina. And he sacrifices, we should sacrifice zivche toda, korbanos of toda, v'sapru maisav berina. And we also retell the deeds of Hashem with praise. The Chasam Sofer derives from there that there's a connection between v'yizbichu zivche toda on the one hand, offering a korban toda, and v'sapru maisav berina, saying birkas hagomel. We have a lot of evidence of connections between the two as follows. Rashi in Zvachim and Daf Zayin, as well as in our Parsha, on the Pasuk that we read at the beginning. So Rashi writes that one offers a Korban Todah for the same four experiences that for which he says Berkas HaGomel. And he references the Pasuk, V'yizbichu Zivchei Todah. What are those four experiences? So says the Gemara Brachos, Daf Nun Dalid, Amud Beis, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. There are four people who are obligated to give thanks. Yordei Hayam, Holchei Midbaros, Umisha Yecholav and Nisrape, Umisha Yechavush, Beveis Vasurim V'yatza. Someone who goes overseas, someone who comes out safe from the desert, someone who experiences a threat to his health and heals, and someone who's in jail and is freed. My mevarich amar Rabbi Yehuda baruch gomel chasadim tovim. So he says the bracha of baruch gomel chasadim tovim liyamo Yisrael. Baruch gomel chasadim tovim. Or we say hagomel achayavim tovo shagmalani kol tov. Okay. So that's the bracha of Birkas HaGomel. And as we said, according to Rashi, it's the same four experiences that trigger the obligation to bring a Korban Todah or to say the bracha of Birkas HaGomel. And we find many, many more parallels between Birkas HaGomel and the Korban Todah. So for example, does one say Birkas HaGomel even when traveling from city to city? So the Rosh in Perek Tes, Simin Gimel, says that no, you don't say Birkas HaGomel only when traveling from city to city, because Birkas HaGomel parallels the Korban Todah, and that would not suffice to bring a Korban Todah. Now, it happens to be that there are others who disagree. The Sefer HaAruch disagrees, but we follow the opinion of the Rosh, that even if you would say Tfilas HaDerech, Birkas HaGomel is reserved for situations where there is a higher level of risk. Moreover, is one permitted to say Birkas HaGomel at night? This was a shaila that was brought before the Chasam Sofer in Orech Chaim Aleph Nun Aleph, and the Shoel assumes that maybe Birkas HaGomel should not be said at night. Why? Because you can't bring korbanos at night. However, the Chasam Sofer says that even though it's true that Birkas HaGomel parallels the Korban Todah, nonetheless, not all of the details and limitations of Korban Todah apply to Birkas HaGomel, and therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer, one still would be Yotzei by saying Birkas HaGomel at night, but the Kaf HaChaim says that lechatchila one should say it during the day. Number three, I guess we're up to, is the din of standing while saying Birkas HaGomel. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yod Halacha Ches assumes that one should say Birkas HaGomel while standing. Kesef Mishnah wonders why that is. The Mishnah Berurah in Reishit Tes, if Katan Dalit, quotes the Rambam, but says that it's not Ma'akiv. The question is, why does the Rambam say this? Chasam Sofer says, it's just the din in Kavod Atzibor. Like what we know about reading the Megillah, that even though the Gemara says that fundamentally one can read the Megillah while sinning, when he reads it for the Tzibor, he does it while standing, because that's Kavod Atzibor. So too, by Birkas HaGomel, as we're going to see in just a few moments, where you're saying Birkas HaGomel in front of a minion, so you should be standing as well. That's what Chasam Sofer says. There is a safer called Nahar Shalom, Rab Shabtai Ventura, who lived in Croatia in the 1700s, and he suggests that perhaps the reason why the Rambam says you have to stand at least lechatchila, for Birkas HaGomel is because Birkas HaGomel should parallel the giving of a korban. And when one sacrificed the korban, it was ma'akev that one would stand. Number four. How long do you have to say Birkas HaGomel? So this was a machlokas between the Rishonim. The Ramban thinks that you only have 3 days from the event that triggered the requirement to say Birkas HaGomel. The Rashba extends it to 5 days. However, the Shulchan Aruch disagrees, and the Shulchan Aruch says, no, kol zman sheyirtzeh, as long as you want. The Aruch HaShulchan places a bit of a limitation on that. He says that it has to be that the event still remains relevant, that you still feel the effects of the event, so that your Thanksgiving is still an authentic one. It can't be so distant in the past that it's not even a relevant event anymore. But what is the machlokas at the end of the day between the Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, whether there is a prescribed limit of 3 to 5 days on when you could say Tfilas HaDerech, or no, we say Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh. So the Beis Yosef explains that according to the Ramban, the reason why you only have 3 days is because there are Gemaras that imply that one is considered ba min haderech, you're considered to be exiting your journey for the 3 days after you finish the journey. So there you're still considered in the throes of the event, so to speak. So then you could say Birkas HaGomel. However, the Shulchan Aruch says Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh. Why? So in the Sefer Tzidol HaDerech, Rabbi Nachum ben Zerach, who lived in the 14th century in Spain, he explains that there's no limitation on until when you could bring the Korban Todah. If you experience one of those four events and you wanted to bring the Korban Todah, you didn't have to bring it within 3 days. So too Birkas HaGomel. You don't have a limitation. So whether it's in terms of not saying Birkas HaGomel when going just from city to city, saying Birkas HaGomel during the day and not at night, standing for Birkas HaGomel, or the time that you have to say Birkas HaGomel, in all of these situations we find evidence in the halacha of links and connections between the Korban Todah and Birkas HaGomel, and it really relates all the way back to the Pasuk in Tehillim, from which we darshin the bracha of Birkas HaGomel, Yodu Lashem Chazdo V'Neflosov Livnei Adam, and the Pasuk says, V'yizbichu zivchei soda v'sapru ma'isav berina, that we offer the korban and we also speak about, we articulate the deeds and miracles, the wonders of Hashem by praising Hashem. So what is this connection between the korban todah and Birkas HaGomel, between v'yizbichu zivchei soda and v'sapru ma'isav berina? So I'll share with you an oft-quoted piece from the Hamikdavar, from the Netziv's Perush and the Korban Todah. The Netziv is struck by this interesting accompaniment to the Korban Todah, namely that we bring this Todah with 40 loaves of bread. More bread comes with the Korban Todah than with any other Korban. And once there's so much to eat, you might have thought that the Korban Todah should be treated like other Korban Shlamim. After all, a Korban Todah really is part of the category of Korban Shlamim. And how many days and nights do you have to eat a Korban Shlamim? 2 days and one night. So you would think that for a Korban Todah, Kol Shekein, there's so much to eat, you should also have 2 days and one night. However, comes the Torah and says that no, you only have 1 day and one night. You have less time to eat more food. Why is that? Says the Netziv, the idea of the Korban Todah is that you bring a Todah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle. How do you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle? Not by staying to yourself and keeping that miracle to yourself, but rather by sharing it with everyone around you, by making a Sudas Hodah, by inviting people, by inviting a whole group to come and share the experience, the event, to come and see the Yad Hashem that one person experienced, and to have that permeate the lives of others as well. So the Torah increases the amount of food almost to compel you to invite people to share in that Suda together with you. Because the kuntz, the essence of the Korban Todah is to share, to be marbe reyim l'suda achas biyom hakrava, v'yasipor hanes lifnei rov anashim, to have many, many people with you on the Suda, on the day that you give that Korban, so that you can retell that miracle to so, so many people that you invited to that Suda. The truth is that Rab Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, the Brisker Rav, in his Chidushim Al HaTorah, at the beginning of Parshas Yisro, he darshins a very similar idea from the words Vaisaper Moshe Lechoseno. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisro about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vaisaper Moshe Lechoseno, and the Brisker Rav is struck by the word Vaisaper, that Moshe Rabbeinu Ki'ilu told a story to Yisro about what happened to the Jewish people. And he says that this hearkens to the pasuk in Tehillim of Visapru Maisav Berina, the pasuk that we've been quoting. That there is a requirement, there's a machayev, when one undergoes a miracle, to share it with those around him. Shiru lo zamru lo, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise Hashem, and then what do? Sihu b'chol nefa'osav. We converse about all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wonders. We articulate it. We express it. We share it with others. And the Brisker Rav says so brilliantly, before joining with Yisro, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do this. Why? Because all of Klal Yisrael experienced the nace of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So there was nobody to tell the nace, because everybody experienced it themselves. But when Yisro came and Yisro didn't know of it, so immediately, Vaisaper Moshe Lechoseno. Moshe Rabbeinu fulfills the din of Sipur Hanes, of sharing the wonder with others. And having the Nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu make an imprint not only on those people who experience the Nes, but on everyone around as well. So this connection is exactly the connection between Korban Todah and Birkas HaGomel. Even though we don't have the ability to sacrifice the Korban Todah and to invite everybody to that gezunta meal, where we have the 40 loaves of bread together with the meat of the korban, but Bizman Azeh Chazal gave us a bracha of Shegmalani Kotuv. Chazal gave us a bracha that takes the place of that korban, where that the purpose of that bracha is not only to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes, it certainly is that, it's a din of hoda'ah, but it's also a din of Sipur, of Visapru Maisav Berina, of telling everybody about that which transpired. And from that perspective, we can explain two anomalies that are associated with Birkas HaGomel. So let's begin with the halacha of a tzibur, the requirement of having 10 people for Birkas HaGomel. The Gemara Brachos Nandalat Amid Beis relates Abaye Omar Vitzarech Leoduye Kame Asara, that a person needs to say this bracha in front of 10 people. Dichsiv Viromimuhu Bikhal Om, because it says that we should praise Hashem in front of a gathering of people. Marzutra Omar Utrein Minayhu Rabbanon. Marzutra says, and two of them have to be Tamidi Chachamim, Shneemar Uvimoshav Zikenim Yahaleluhu. And in the seating, in the presence of Zakenim, of wise ones, you should praise Hashem. So then the Gemara seems to conclude, according to some Rishonim, that one should actually have 12 people, 10 plus another 2 Tamidei Chachamim. So first of all, is the din of 10 ma'akiv? Do you need 10 in order to be Yotzei Birkas HaGomel? That's a machlokas Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah says yes. However, the Ra'ah and the Tur say no. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, and we're concerned for both opinions, which means that if you say Birkas HaGomel with fewer than 10 people, Shulchan Aruch says you should repeat it at a minyan, but without Shem U'Malchus, because you might have already been Yotzei when you said Birkas HaGomel the first time, even with fewer than 10. So that's already one anomaly. Where else do we find that there's a suggestion for a minyan, but it's not ma'akif? That implies that this is not a davar shebikdusha, like Chazar Sashatz, or like Kedusha. It's not. It doesn't seem like a din of chalos tzibur, because if so, then shouldn't it be ma'akif? Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonah thought. But we're concerned for the other opinion as well. So if it's not ma'akif, why is it not ma'akif? Question number one. Question number two. There's a discussion in the Achronim. Does the person saying the bracha of Birkas HaGomel count to the quorum of 10? Ber Heitev and Reish Yud Tes discusses this. Shaias Uchuvos Halachos Kitanos says that, yes, the Mevarich counts. Why would he not count? Why would he not count? Does the person davening, leading the Chazar Sashatz, does he count towards the minion? Of course he does. So why would the person saying the Baruch of Birkas HaGomel not count? But it happens to be that the Imre Shefer, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Chaim, who lived in the 16th century in Turkey, he says that the Mevarich does not count. Now, the Mishnah Brura paskins halacha l'maisa that we do count the Mevarich, especially since, according to the Ra'ah and the Tur, the whole minion to begin with is not ma'akev, so we'll be lenient about the standards for the minion, but we still have to explain the opinions on the books that hold that the Mevarich would not count towards the 10. Question number 2. Question number 3. Why do we have this requirement of 2 Tamidi Chachamim in addition to the 10 people? We never have a requirement separate from the 10 people you have to have Tamidi Chachamim. 10 people is 10 people. 10 people is a minion. What's the idea of 2 Tamidi Chachamim? And finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Yeshua Tes Gimel says that if a woman is saying Birkas HaGomel, she can say it in front of 10 women. That's based on earlier Achronim. But 10 women don't make up a minion for Davar Shebikdusha, we know that. So how could it be that 10 women suffice for the 10 of Birkas HaGomel? Now we know from our study of Hilchos Zimun, Brachos Taf Mem Hei Med Beis, Mea Noshe Ketrei Gavrei Damyan, we know that, let's start from there. Tosos points out that women don't have the din of Tzibur for Davar Shebikdusha. But what do they count as? Rabim. They count as an accumulation of people, right? There's no difference between men and women when it comes to accumulation of people. So apparently, and this is suggested by the Sefer Masas Binyamin, Rab Shimon Moshe Diskin, who was the Rosh Hashiva, Yeshivas Kol Torah in Yerushalayim in the 20th century. So Rav, the Masas Binyamin, he suggests, I think very poignantly and very accurately, that the idea of minyan, and the truth is that this is alluded to by the Brisker Rav as well, the idea of minyan for Birkas HaGomel is not a din in Chalos Tzibor. It's not a din in a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. That's not what you need. What you need is an accumulation of people. Why do you need the accumulation of people? To share the story for the Sipur. You can have a good Sipur when you have all of those people together. It doesn't matter what those people make up. The purpose is that they're there. Ah, so now I can understand why I can have 10 women, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Moreover, I can understand why it might not be Ma'akev. Why it might not be Ma'akev? Because the idea is that, okay, so you should say the bracha. Now the bracha should be one that's misaper. But that's not going to be ma'akev because it's not a din in Davar Shebikdusha. Number 3, I guess, we're up to. I can understand why the Mevarich would not count towards the minion. Why wouldn't he count towards the minion? Because he's the one who needs to share. So he's sharing with 10 other people. And lastly, what I want to suggest, Lefi Anias Daiti, why 2 Tamidi Chachamim? So the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, V'yinomimuhu bikal om, Uve Moshav Zakenim Yahaleluhu. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we elevate the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bekal Om, in the gathering of the people. Uve Moshav Zakenim Yahaleluhu. And in front of the wise people, we praise Hashem. Perhaps the idea is that the sharing of a nes with the average person, with the Stam Ben Adam, is not exactly the same nature as the sharing of a nes with a Talmud Chacham, with Zekanim, with people who have a different perspective on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. So the idea is that you have to share the Nes with both. You have to share the Nes with the Am to uplift and to impact their perspective on what it means to have Hashkachas Hashem in life, and also share it with the Moshe of Zekanim, who come from a different vantage point of understanding the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. You have to share with both. It's a different chalos sipur, whether you're sharing it with a stam or whether you're sharing it with a Talmud Chacham. So if it's true, as we built the case, that the common denominator between Korban Todah and Birkas HaGomel is like what we saw from the Netziv and the Brisker Rav. The halacha that you not only have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the niece, but you have to be misaper, vaisaper Moshe l'chosinam. You have to bring those people to share in all of that food, like the Netziv said, because you have to make the Sudas Hodas so that everybody has an idea of the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs for us, that we can very much understand why the din of 10 for Birkas HaGomel does not cohere, doesn't follow the regular standards of 10 for a minyan for other Dvarim Shebekdusha. Lastly, we're running out of time. Okay, but this also will affect the halach of Shomea Ka'one. There is evidence that the regular din of Shomea Ka'one might not apply to Birkas HaGomel. So, for example, the tour, according to the... The Gemara says that if one person recites Birkas HaGomel for another, the person listening needs to say Amin. And the Tur asks the question, why does he have to say Amin? Why not just do Shomea Ka'one? So the Sefer Masas Binyamin suggests that perhaps Shomea Ka'one is not sufficient when what do you have to do? Say the story. If you have to say the story, so then if you're the one who has to say it, you have to say Amin. To say yes. I give my consent, I agree, I confirm. That was the story. You have to say Amen in order to attest to the story, because it's a din in Sipur. Shomea Ka'one is not sufficient when it's a din of Sipur. That was an amazing suggestion made by the Masas Binyamin. I want to conclude by connecting this halacha of Birkas HaGomel, Parshas Tzav, to the Yontif that's coming up soon, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. The Or Zarua in Beis Reish Nun Beis, the Or Zarua comments that we have three matzahs on Pesach. Why do we have three matzahs? And what is the maximum measure for the matzah? An isaron, 1/10. Why an isaron for three matzahs? Because the three chalos toda, three loaves of bread of the toda, came from one isaron. And we are supposed to parallel the three matzahs and Leil HaSeder are supposed to correspond to three loaves of the Korban Todah. Why the connection between the Seder on Pesach and the Korban Todah? Because that's exactly our Mechayiv on Leil HaSeder, to share the Nisim that we all experienced in having left Mitzrayim. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when we are Misaper, when we share that miracle with others, and we leave an imprint on those around us, we look to the Korban Todah and Birkas HaGomel, in the wake of the Korban Todah, as the paradigm of what it means to share a miracle. And that is why we connect the three matzahs on Leil HaSeder to the loaves of the Korban Todah. Wish everybody beautiful Shabbos.